I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. God will bless us if we honor our marriage vows. Did you know that Taco Bell's flagship store in Las Vegas performs weddings? Yep. For $600, you can walk up to the counter, order a wedding off the menu, and within 4 hours, an ordained officiant will meet you in the wedding chapel on the second floor. You'll also receive a sauce packet bouquet for the bride, 2 Just Married Taco Bell t-shirts, a taco 12-pack, a Cinnabon wedding cake, and a private reception area with room for 15 guests. Now, the Bible doesn't say where people should get married, but in Hebrews 13:4, it does tell us how we should view marriage. It says, give honor to marriage and remain faithful to one another in marriage. So what if this Valentine's Day we honor our marriages and recommit to being faithful to our spouses? God will bless us if we do, whether we got married at Taco Bell or anywhere else. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, CenteringLives.com.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, advertising on radio works, allowing you to grow your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama home mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call, 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a change of wardrobe here in the last 24 hours, and tonight will be a colder night with mostly cloudy skies early and then clearing later. Overnight low temperature 36 by dawn. Tomorrow, a cool day, more clouds than sun, high temperature in the mid to upper 50s. Then on Sunday, with the temperature around 60 by afternoon, a slight chance of an isolated shower. I think we'll be in the low 70s on Monday with scattered showers around and closer to maybe the mid-70s by Tuesday with more showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke, or that you may outlive your retirement, or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy series starting February 12th. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Spare a little Cheeto, save some chips for me. For one day I'll be back, but right now I'm carbo-free. Loose skirts of linen went out with Labor Day. I can't keep my jeans that hang over my closet door at bay. I know that they won't fit no matter where I stand. I got the zipper zipped with pliers in my hand. I've cut off my circulation. There's no way I can sit
tight as they can.
I'll pass out if I bend over, 'cause these jeans just don't fit. These jeans won't go over my DNA. These jeans look good when it's cold. can't resist. Ice cream and Thai buffet, it's such a pain. But there's so much out there, I can't resist. Levi and Calvin Klein, I won't let you down.
She won't let you down.
'Cause I wanna wear you both on nights out on the town. But my willpower is weakening. Got a Snickers in my grill.
Gonna stuff my face.
Tear this bad boy up
right now. 'Cause rice cakes taste like sh**.
These jeans won't go over my thighs. Every morning when I weigh, I curse my DNA.
Oh, look, Chips Ahoy. Ooh.
Oh, you are so going to hell for doing this to me.
The munchy kind.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
Our most electrifying story of the afternoon is I'm Not Dead.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
How about that?
And of course, we knew you wouldn't be.
Well, we'll talk about it. Anyway, welcome to All Request Friday and Happy Hour. I'm Greg.
Joey
is here, and so is Rosie.
And woo-hoo. Here they are.
Please clap.
I want to begin by offering my profound thanks to God for the wake-up call. My doctor, my Nobel laureate physician, Dr. Dennis Woodling, always, I go in for my annual every year, I get a letter. There's a little of this, a little of that. And I always lose weight and quit smoking. I have lost 13 pounds since August.
Wow, the meter didn't go off, Rosie.
Yeah, no. It's the truth.
It's awesome.
It's the truth.
I was about to say, I don't know about that.
Now, I told him, I said, I've cut my smoking in half.
There you go. We know it's still working.
I don't know about that. We need to get that as a drop.
Yeah, I know. I don't know about that. Well, actually, it's two, because I smoke these skinny cigarettes, and they're half the size of a regular cigarette. So doesn't it follow that I've cut my cigarette intake in half if the cigarettes are half the size of a regular cigarette?
Unless you're smoking more of the skinny ones than you are the fat ones.
No.
This is like Virginia Slims or something?
Shh. You mentioned the brand?
Well, you got like a whole truck of Dalmatians out back? Going to make a coat out of them?
No,
I'm in a mood today, Greg.
Uh-oh.
You might be alive, but I'm ready to go.
Well, we'll find out who put the firecracker in your ass in a moment. I went in for the checkup, this heart checkup, with my giant Chappie's Styrofoam coffee cup that Jack Campbell bequeathed to me at the end of Newton Views every day.
It's very considerate of him, yes.
Yes. Because they're good roadies, I mean, you know, for traveling.
Yeah.
So he says, how many of those do you drink a day? I said, well, in a way, I have 2 days because I get up and do a show, I go home, I eat, sleep, and get up and do another show. So I kind of have two mornings. So I am kind of caffeine dependent.
Do you know how many milligrams?
No.
If you had to guess?
No.
See, I do too much, probably.
I would have to break it down. I would guess I drink half a gallon in the morning.
How many cups is that?
I don't know.
would you say?
A lot.
That's probably about 300 milligrams if you're drinking half a gallon.
64 ounces, I think, is a half a gallon, if I'm not mistaken.
That's probably like one...
Maybe it's a gallon then. It's pretty... I drink three of those before I even leave the house.
That would be...
Oh, man, yeah. You're
that would be eight-ounce cups.
Mm-hmm.
Well, put it this way. The five-hour energies, I'll have those occasionally. Those have... The extra-strength ones have 300 milligrams. And they recommend space that out 5 hours at least.
Yeah.
And so, if you're doing three of those cups before you even leave the house, you're getting close, because a good cup of coffee is about 80 to 100 milligrams. So that would explain. And I probably am putting down 600 to 700 in a day, starting early in the morning till 7 at night.
You know, you're starting to take on that wrestling voice. Brother, you're getting gravelly, brother.
Well, I've been thinking. Just cream nothing. Will rise to the top.
Isn't it racist to say that?
The cream rises to the top?
Yeah.
No, I thought that's just dairy.
How dairy? So anyway, I actually, the way he put it to me, I feel inspired to at least try and cut back.
You have a choice.
You'll be miserable for a few days, but...
Starting Monday.
Yeah, because it's the weekend. You don't have two shows to do Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
So your schedule changes a little bit.
And when I go to Food Outlet Sunday, I'll buy some decaf. Because really, it's the taste of the coffee.
Right.
I don't want for it. I drink the chocolate milk. That's good. That's a good bodybuilder.
It has caffeine also.
Yeah. But here I am. I mean, look. There's a lot of people, I read about them, I see these stories that are younger than I am that are gone, and I've been hit by vehicles and consumed things that only belong in a sewer, and my liver is normal, and I think it's
You're
very different.
You're still standing.
From person to person, it's very different, but when I started, well, actually, I've had this enormous stress test for the last couple of months with Janelle's situation. That has hurt me to the core.
Yeah.
And the first month, and you know, you were here, I came in like a zombie. I just felt like I had been completely hollowed out by all of that.
It's true.
So there was that. And... But I was just, I am relieved to know that it's actually kind of normal.
Yeah.
There was nothing about, he says, I don't even think you need to do a stress test. If I did, I'd set it up, but try modifying some of your behaviors and all that, and we'll see how it goes.
Do you ever stretch in the morning, or are you still jumping in the pool occasionally, or do you do something physical to wake you up? It doesn't have to be, like, real tough. Just something.
I haven't been in the pool in a while. Last year, every winter morning, I was in there for a little bit. But,
I have a wake-up routine that's stretching, essentially. It's really good. Wakes you up.
Well.
And then I do pre-workout, which is like you drinking three cups of coffee. So we're on the same page.
So anyway, thanks for being on standby, and
of course,
Rosie.
Yes,
and of course, I did my very best to limit the drama. Pizza, so that I wouldn't be like drawing extra attention to myself because I was worried.
We
about
know
this.
How much you hate that.
Yeah. So, we have a Baumhauer's winning word to redeem.
Woohoo!
We'll do that a little bit later.
Okay.
It's all Request Friday, so we'd like to take requests for your favorite bit. You can call anytime for that. I've noticed I've blown off a couple of Facebook friends and followers the last couple of days because I keep posting crap about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, our friend Mr. Blackman, D. D.B. Blackman, I had to post his blog today because it was kind of a wake-up call. It's funny because it's got a picture of her in a carriage with a little pony pulling it. And after spending trillions of dollars on my new Green Deal, everybody will be owning one of these luxury vehicles. And yeah, she's been the queen of memes for some time now. There's more memes about that woman than virtually anybody else in the news. But he says, remember, we laughed at Shrillery Rodham Clinton in the 90s with her health care plan. Why? And I remember being, I had a talk show then. So why is she trying to redo our healthcare system? She's the wife of the president. She's not in any position of power. Why is she getting involved in this? But look what happened. Then we had Hope and Change. And yet we did have an attempt to take over 1/7 of our national economy. So I posted Mr. Blackman's blog, and I said, yeah, she's the meme of the century, but David Blackman reminds us we've laughed at lunatics before, and because their river of never stops running, eventually it somehow becomes law. Sobering read. Now my rant is over, so I'm going on Amazon to buy stuff with my $2,500 in savings from last year's Obamacare. So...
tongue in cheek.
We just had a request for Frank Caliendo's John Madden Valentine's Day.
And we should, because it's coming up Thursday, and I have two words for those of you who don't have a clue as to what you're going to do. Brian Jewelry. They got that great deal with the gift. Remember Lynn came on the show? Mm-hmm. Beautiful gift bag, a little plushie, heart-shaped lollipops, chocolate, and roses. If you buy something worth $99 or higher, you get that whole package for free. Beautifully gift-wrapped. Nice bag. Let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
I'm so pleased you're not dead.
Thank you. I'm pleased, yeah. Too.
Hey, well, I want you to stick around a few more years, buddy. You help us get started in the morning. You bring us out of the doldrums in the afternoon, so... don't go anywhere.
I really don't want to. I really, really, really don't want to go anywhere. I love it here. I want to keep on trucking, as Eddie Kendricks once said.
In honor of your ongoing medical saga, how about we play Rub Some Bacon on It?
You got it. Would you like the Jim Gaffigan Bacon Special to go with that?
Yes, sprinkle a little of that Jim Gaffigan on there, too. That'd be great.
All right, this will be following our bottom of the hour break.
Sounds great. All right, y'all have a great afternoon. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Matthew.
You too, kind sir.
Great to hear from you.
And we just had a traffic report called in.
All right.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What you say? shut up.
If you're looking to traverse the bridge in downtown Wetumpka, don't. There's a wreck there.
Oh,
the bridge in downtown Wetumpka. Just find an alternative route.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Well, he doesn't start for 10 more minutes.
Yeah, he'll get going here.
Now, I can report a wreck because when I was on my way to Dr. Woodling's office, there was somebody got rear-ended going westbound at the light at Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road. And the guy was sitting in his car, probably waiting for his attorney to call him back. Sorry, it's just the way it looked. Then an ambulance is coming down Taylor Road. So that, they may still be getting that out of the way. Just a heads up on that. However, in good news, I did not see the speech monitoring setup they usually have at that location either. So, all right, so we got bacon. We got, what was the other one? Other request?
Oh, for Frank Caliendo's Valentine's Day.
Okay, I gotta find it. VD. That's how, if you have to ever find the Valentine's stuff, like if I do croak before Thursday, it's under VD.
Under Greg, VD?
Yes.
You're not going to croak.
Yeah, positive thoughts.
Positive thoughts.
Rosie and I were just discussing this issue. She brought it to me. Science is now showing that's not just like spiritual hokum. That is legit science. Positive thoughts.
That's legit hokum.
Yeah, lead to better brain activity.
It's legit, yes. Science.
Hey, here's a random call. Let's take it. Who's this?
Hey, it's Papa B.
Papa B.
Hey, Papa B.
Greg?
Yes? Glad you're doing okay.
I'm thank you.
Look, I just wanted to call in to request that substitute teacher one that
Key and Peele
played a half of Balake.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way, we're also circumcising Jay Quellen out of that same bit for our friend Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All righty. You take care. So here we're going to do our take our first break of the afternoon. We could redeem the Baumhauer's word. I might do it sooner today because I am in a celebratory mood.
Yes.
That includes relief. And I just had some Bluebell ice cream downstairs with this new raspberry chocolate. Oh, it's good.
Yeah, raspberry fudge brownie.
Oh,
so it has
no.
Huge brownie.
And I turned it down.
Fudge brownie bits, and it's vanilla ice cream, and then a raspberry swirl.
Raspberry tart. And brownies, my two favorites.
It's perfect.
There's still some left. You should get some. Why wouldn't you?
I will.
You're not having any heart symptoms or anything, are
no.
you?
No. I'm going to live long and prosper.
Treat yourself, because Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Sorry, I had my head up my ass.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928.
Hey, sweetheart. This Valentine's is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. Surprise me with a vintage diamond necklace for $100. Maybe the diamond studs for $2. Or hug my neck with the $300 triple diamond cross necklace. You go, babe. 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, they make it. They really make it.
Marguerite's is open every day through Valentine's. Marguerite's is in the Pepper Tree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
I'm the office manager of a business with a hectic computer network. I'm not a computer person, but I need to make sure my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we. We rely on Bachelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. When there's a failure, Bachelor is on it. Bachelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to.
Ask us about our free network assessment. Bachelor Technologies. We are BT.com.
Hey, guys. Valentine's Day is next week, and this year you can love big and save big with Sherry's Berries. Yeah, you get the best of both worlds. A great gift for your sweetheart and a sweetheart deal for you. For just $19.99 plus shipping, watch the love light up in her eyes when you send delicious dipped Valentine's strawberries from Sherry's Berries. Delicious berries dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey goodness, then covered in decadent toppings. Only from Sherry's Berries. All for just $19.99 plus shipping. And right now, you can add a dozen red roses to those amazing dipped berries for another $19.99. Ship together at no extra charge. That's Sherry's Berries for only $19.99 plus shipping and a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use code 3737. That's berries.com, click on the mic, enter code 3737. Berries.com, code 3737.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1. No single artist embodies the spirit of Valentine's Day like Gordon Lightfoot.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes the melody from the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and passionately embraces your favorite love songs in his new album, Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day. Canada's most intimate singer, Gordon Lightfoot, will put you in the mood for love with this Elvis Presley classic.
Take my heart, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Turn up the passion and turn down the lights with Gordon Lightfoot's rendition of this Marvin Gaye favorite.
'Cause when I get this feeling, I need sexual healing.
Gordon Lightfoot will tug at your heartstrings and pierce your eardrums with Whitney Houston's most famous love song.
And I will always love you.
It's cheaper than a dozen roses, and you'll want to keep it around almost as long. It's Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Dudell and Joey Clark.
I'm not normal. I'm just not. Yes. The fact that I was told I'm going to continue living today was electrifying to me.
Yes. Well, there's a Phoenix effect, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to go to Arizona. Oh, you mean that big bird that comes out of the ashes.
Right.
But I had every contingency covered because before I went, I sent a text to
Joey
and to Jay Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Saying, I don't know. I may have to go take a test. He may put me in the hospital. I don't know. I was ready for everything. I had snuck some vape smokes in my pocket in case I did have to go to the hospital or whatever. He's done that. I mean, he's had people come in with a symptom and sent them straight.
Oh, yeah.
So.
You're more resilient than you give yourself credit.
Yeah, I guess I am.
And it also gets you attention.
But the most electrifying story today is to see that Donald Trump, in spite of 99% nonstop negative media blast, has popped his approval to 50%.
Woohoo.
Guess what, liberals? You ain't going to beat him in 2020. Not with that collection of candidates that have announced so far. Cory Booker? No. Sorry. Who else is Beto O'Rourke, from Texas? He's not even in Congress now, but the media has broken a bottle over his head and said he's the new thing.
There's one guy running named Andrew Yang, and his platform is the UBI, the Universal Basic Income. Get rid of a lot of our current welfare programs and just give everybody a grand a month.
Well, one of the many scary things in the new Green Deal is that they want a guaranteed salary even for people not interested in working, with no desire to work. No. but they're the party that likes to reward sloth, and so I can't say I'm the least bit surprised. But the president, given the way the media has treated him, with phony investigations and Russia, and all this nonstop crap, I'm surprised his approval isn't 5%, much less 50. But people are finally starting to realize they've been lied to, that the deep state lives and is more sinister than ever. And that includes the media complex. And I believe part of it was because it was, you know, a lot of presidents have gone up there on State of the Union Day and given inspiring things, but Trump went up there with more substance than anybody I can remember since Ronald Reagan, maybe in 1983. And what are they doing? They're just one crackpot thing after another in Congress, investigation. Nobody cares. The question is, am I better off today than I was before? And the only group that's really got a complaint right now are GM workers, the company that we as taxpayers bailed out. Not the company, the shareholders, the unions, because the Democrats pandered to the unions. So the unions got their retirements intact, but the people that had money actually invested in the company got screwed. And then they built a plant in Mexico, and there are tariffs on that product, so they're more expensive and not selling. And that's their fault. Move it back here. That way you won't have to pay tariffs and you can employ American workers. But I don't know if that'll happen or not. But he made his point.
You know, I enjoyed that whole speech. I mean, it was long, but it didn't seem long because it was so substantive.
There's so much mm-hmm. good news in there. And I love another meme today. Did you see this one? Where it's a shot of the president talking and Nancy is reading something called How to Apply Fixident.
I saw that.
She had a creature running around inside her mouth.
You know what my favorite part was, Greg, after they, you know how they do the fact check?
Yeah.
And you could tell they were just salivating, waiting.
Right.
To tear into him for how his facts were not correct. The guy came on, I watched it on CBS, Jeff somebody, and he said, you know, 76% approval rating. He said, you cannot discount that.
No.
And then the guys came on and he said, okay, let's check this fact. And one by one, they said, well, no, that's right. The only thing they got him on was that he said that all of the guys that were the gang members came from over the border in Mexico, and he said, no, some of them have been recruited right here. And I thought, well, who do you think trained them?
Yeah, guys you know? That originally came from Mexico.
Exactly. So I loved it because you could tell they were sweating.
He had a chance to communicate directly to the people. Nobody was interrupting him. Nobody went, yeah. He even got the women in Congress to applaud. That was a great, yeah. That was a masterful manipulation. So, and when 30% of Democrats approved that speech, 82% of independents,
I know.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
And then 97% Republicans, and given how weak-kneed the Republicans have been and scared of somebody like him, an outsider, that was impressive. Mm-hmm. So, unless he royally screws up,
here's the thing, though. This was my take on the State of the Union and why I think it got such good numbers, especially with the independents, is Trump wasn't the MVP. I mean, it was his speech, so I guess he was. But the real MVPs were the people Trump told their stories.
The American story.
Absolutely.
Yes. And
that's what a good showman does.
Exactly. Yeah. When politicians and presidents get out of the way, showcase, spotlight, real Americans doing great things and their real stories, it tends to actually bring people together and make
Absolutely.
Them think.
Absolutely.
Just having three heroes from the D-Day invasion
yeah.
to remind everybody that fascism, we spent a fortune in blood and treasure to stop it, and we're going to stop it again here. So if that's what we need to do. Red Top.
Hey, I'm a professional coffee drinker like you.
Yes.
And I have some advice. You know, coffee is a natural diuretic. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
And so, no matter how much coffee you drink, you need to drink an equal amount of water. Yeah, that's really important.
But
and
what about...
it's good for you.
It prevents
Alzheimer's and prostate cancer.
Yes, but so. Isn't coffee like flavored water? Why does coffee being in water make it different from water that has no coffee in it?
It is a natural diuretic. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. So you're gonna dry yourself out drinking too much coffee.
Yeah, there's chemical compounds in the coffee. It's not just flavoring.
And so, and I'm a redhead, so my blood pressure is real elevated all the time.
Uh-oh.
I know all about redheads, trust me.
Yeah, and that is true, you got to admit. So, just keep in mind, drink plenty of water because, coffee ain't going to hurt you. It's real damn good for you. One of the highest in antioxidants, too. Something I hadn't heard in a long time was the urban substitute. Or the teacher.
Yeah, we got
those coming
up. You know
what I'm talking about?
Key and Peele.
And also, real quick, let me say how karma, this is the year of the pig in China. Their pigs have just gotten the swine flu, and they're having to buy American pork and 62% tariff that they imposed. Yabba dabba doo. Roadside go Trump. Thank you, guys.
All right. Way to go is right. We mentioned Mr. Electric in introducing our electrifying news today, and I think that is phenomenal that Trump is at 50%. And the longer people bypass the media and here really kind of focus on what he's saying, get away from the shriek. In fact, several analysts said it. I said it the next morning that he literally secured his reelection with that speech, which is why the Democrats are getting crazier than ever, like Schiffhead. You know, his eyes are bulging even more, you know. By the way, it is kind of ironic that, given what I was told today by Dr. Woodling, during that last break, I took a cup of coffee and a cigarette and went out to the thinking stoop to think about cutting back on cigarettes and coffee. That's how we roll.
Yes.
Mr. Electric is a company and a team of certified master electricians. When you have them out for any type of service or you need an estimate on something you want done, they give you upfront pricing. There's no surprises. When they say they'll be there at 10, that's when your doorbell's going to ring. They will immediately impress you with their expertise. But the sum of all their parts, the expertise, the timeliness, the upfront pricing, you now have that name and number you can put on your refrigerator should you hear a buzzing sound that doesn't seem right, or you got a light that seems to constantly need replacement or repair. Electricity will give you hints that there's a problem. They have done so much great work for us. They installed our ring system. Whenever I buy something and it says, well, you can install it yourself, my immediate reaction is, yeah.
Right.
So Mr. Electric put ours in, and it works, and they added additional security lighting. So the whole place feels safer because you can't approach it from any angle with a significant illumination. We even bought new fixtures for the front outside lights. They installed those for us. I can go on and on. They moved an outlet for us that was in a stupid place. Made no sense to have it where it was by the front door, so we moved it because we use outdoor electricity from time to time there. All of it, and not a sign of debris. They clean all of that up, and you pay what they tell you up front. So I hope the next time you have a need, you will call 269-8886 and get it done with Mr. Electric. If you'd like to learn more, go to MrElectricOfMontgomery.com. All right, now we're going to finally visit Mr. Balaka. We got Rich's forecast for the rest of the weekend, and since we've had two requests for Key and Peele, we'll come out of the break with that. We got Jim Gaffigan's Bacon Spectacular. Rub some bacon on it. And Frank Caliendo's Valentine's Day Ace Hardware spoof. All next. 341.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic shows that we have a busy afternoon on the boulevard. No problems, but you're going to slow down at all the traffic lights. There's more of a crowd down around the Baptist Hospital area than anywhere else. On the interstates, things are moving along pretty well. We don't see a lot of problems on I-65 north or south. On I-85, you got a speed limit ride except around exit 9. That's Taylor Road. You're going to slow down there, especially where the interstate narrows down to two lanes between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. Up in the Millbrook area, real crowded on Highway 14, especially around 143. And in Wetumpka, you're okay except around the high school and the area around the casino. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter is overstocked with pickups, SUVs, and crossovers. Overstocked means they've got to go and you're going to save big. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Flashback Fridays. Remember last Friday when everyone still liked Adam Levine and Maroon 5?
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a change of wardrobe here in the last 24 hours, and tonight will be a colder night with mostly cloudy skies early and then clearing later. Overnight low temperature 36 by dawn. Tomorrow, a cool day, more clouds than sun, high temperature in the mid to upper 50s. Then on Sunday, with the temperature around 60 by afternoon, a slight chance of an isolated shower. I think we'll be in the low 70s on Monday with scattered showers around and closer to maybe the mid-70s by Tuesday with more showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
It was a day that was like any other until...
Hello, accounts receivable.
Oh, hi, honey.
What?
Of course I know what today is. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no!
February the 14th. It's the terrifying, heart-pounding tale of trying to find a last-minute gift for your sweetheart.
What am I going to do? Chocolates! Yeah, I'll just get her some chocolates! What? You're out? How can you be out of chocolates, hon?
February the 14th. Terror has a new name, and it's Valentine.
What the? No cards? Just pink envelopes?
Why? February the 14th. It'll be a massacre in malls everywhere.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Lowe's knows you'll do it right and do it yourself to save on what you need to make updates to your bathroom. We do it right, too, by offering up to 35% off select bath faucets during our Refresh for Less kitchen and bath event, so you stay within budget. Finish off your bath refresh with a new coat of paint and save on Purdy White Dove 3-pack rollers, now just $8.99. For your next project, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 2/13. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On All Request Friday.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all's substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here? Yeah.
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? There's no Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your mind?
Blake.
What? Do you want to go to war, Balaki?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is gonna feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a... You say your name right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, A-A-Ron, where are you? Where is A-A-Ron right now? No A-A-Ron, huh? Well, you better be sick, dead, or mute, A.A. Ron.
Here. Oh, man.
Why didn't you answer me the first time I said it, huh?
Huh?
I'm just asking, you know, I said it like 4 times, so why didn't you say it the first time I said A.A. Ron?
Because it's pronounced Aaron.
Son of a... You done messed up, A.A. Ron! Now take your ass on down to Oshag Hennessy's office right now and tell him exactly what you did.
Who?
Oshag Hennessy!
Principal O'Shaughnessy?
Get out of my classroom before I break my foot off in your insubordinate and churlish. Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
Before we get into our bacon festival, let's hear a word from Jeff Bezos.
Ask me about my wiener.
Bacon? The most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, ah! Yay, bacon! You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi-bobbidi bacon! I'll just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon! How many ways to prepare bacon? You can either fry it or get botulism. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. Really, the only bad part about bacon is it makes you thirsty for more bacon. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it. Here's your 2 strips of bacon. I want more! More bacon!
Whenever you're at a brunch buffet and you see that big metal tray filled with the 4,000 pieces of bacon, don't you almost expect a rainbow to be coming out of it?
I found it! I found the source of all bacon!
That bacon tray is always at the end of the buffet. You regret all the stuff on your plate.
What am I doing with all this worthless fruit? I should have waited. If I had known you were here, I would have waited. I would eat only you, bacon.
What do you mean that you're waiting for?
911, what is your emergency?
I nailed my finger to a birdhouse accidentally.
Do you have some bacon?
Bacon.
Bacon, that's right.
I had bacon left over from dinner last night.
Rub some bacon on it.
What?
On your hand, just do it. Rub some bacon on it.
That's all there is to it?
He's a tool.
What if I drop my phone?
Rub some bacon on it.
Or encounter my clone?
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
Rub some bacon on it. Rub some bacon on it. Rub some bacon on it, yeah.
My home gets foreclosed.
Rub some bacon.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
We got an update on the Jussie Smollett fake attack in Chicago.
Yeah.
They're of course, they can't confirm anything from video. Those two people they showed the picture of that were in the vicinity of him were on the opposite side of the street. There's no photographic evidence that, and none of them had ropes in their hands or.
Any look like rednecks?
Didn't look like it to me. You know, excuse me. So now they've identified the type of rope. And he just, you know, he walked into his place with a Subway sandwich and the rope hanging around his neck. But he didn't say anything to anybody. I just got attacked or anything else. So this, with every passing day, this is becoming the pile of crap it smelled like the first time I read it. I'm from Chicago. And by the way, you know, now his defenders are making like, well, this is the police are targeting him. No, the police are doing their due diligence. And if anything, he's getting preferential treatment because, hell, they can't keep up with murders in Chicago, much less attacks. So they should not take this lightly. And if it's found to be BS, he should face serious legal ramifications.
Yes. You should have to pay for all the cost of the time of investigation.
Which has now added up into hundreds of man hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if he thought he could just get away with it. Well, I was, what's he going to say? Well, I was trying to, you know, draw attention to this horrible president and blah, blah, blah. That's not going to play. That is not going to play. And seems to me like the president's getting more popular, not less popular. And nobody, you know, those are old lame-ass excuses, frankly, that he was targeted. So the retailers of the rope that he wore have been identified. So now they're going through videotape the day of the attack from the stores that carry that particular brand of rope. And at some point, knowing that he could be facing jail time for this hoax, not to mention the damage these happen all the time. We've had fake Muslim attacks on college campus, and it turns out that it was a Muslim that did it for whatever reason. And other examples. Do we need to point out the Duke lacrosse? All this stuff. You know, it's immediately presumed, if you're the right kind of victim, that you are telling the truth. And he has not been. And it's been a long time since I've lived there, but I know enough about the city to know the Streeterville area where this supposedly came down. And I didn't buy it when I first read it. And I deeply resent the fact that it was reported with such, it's another racist attack, probably inspired by that president. And I am just waiting for them to charge him or for him to at least admit, okay, you got me, I made it up. Do something. Here's an interesting comment from Al Green, who is a Texas Democrat. He recently said that the Democratic governor of Virginia in blackface means Trump should be impeached.
Huh?
Quack, quack. Yeah.
Yeah,
that the Democratic governor, by the interesting thing, you know, you got the governor and the state attorney general, number one and number three in rank in Virginia with the blackface nonsense. And then the middle guy facing a very genuine charge of sexual assault. The next guy, number four, and they're probably looking for something on him. Because this governor, it's been over a week. He has shown no indication or willingness to resign and face the consequences that any Republican would have been
out
literally
the first day.
Yeah, first day. That's what I said last Friday. By the end of business today, I expect he'll be gone. Because this is real evidence of an attitude. We're talking about the 80s when that picture was taken, not 1956. So it may have been common at one time, but not in the 80s. Nobody would have done that in the 80s and thought it was okay, you know, to do that. So we'll see where it goes, but this is how whacked they are. The president's had a great week, but a Democratic governor of Virginia wearing blackface means Trump should be impeached. This, the only question you can ask.
You on drugs?
Yeah, follow the logic.
Well, take a look at him. He looks like he's had a few in that picture. They're nuts. They're nuts. And guess what? They're not going to get any less nuttier with the passing of time. At 3:58, a quick shout out to James Garrett and Tommy Johnson at Gulf States Mobility, a phenomenal company in Wetumpka that changes